Proclamation number 6264 of 23rd of May, 1955. Blessed or dark lot. Evidence. Jesus Christ. The gate to eternity can be wide open for you. Then an abundance of light will shine towards you, which will make you exceedingly happy. And you will rejoice and exult and be blissfully happy. But it can also remain closed. The entrance will be denied to you, and you will often have to remain outside for an infinitely long time. And then darkness will surround you. You will walk in inhospitable regions. You will suffer hardship and unspeakable torment, and all happiness will flee from you. And you can choose between both lots as long as you live on earth, for you create each lot for yourselves. But because you cannot obtain evidence of it, you lack faith and live unaware of the fate which one day awaits your soul. And no evidence can be given to you, for you should acquire beatitude of your own accord. You should live freely of your own accord, as it is God's will. You should strive upwards without any compulsion, towards the kingdom of light, which was your former home and will also remain your home for all eternity. Proof cannot be given to you, yet you will not be left without knowledge either, and therefore you should accept as possible what cannot be proven to you. And you would already gain much through this acceptance, because then you would mentally concern yourselves with it and could now also be mentally influenced by the beings of light. Which, however, is impossible if you stubbornly reject everything that is imparted to you about the kingdom of the beyond. But the believer has no lack of evidence either. For he sees and hears many things which are confirmation for him, but which remain hidden from the unbeliever and must remain so as not to make him a believer against his will. The spiritual kingdom also reveals itself to those who have already reached a certain degree of maturity and can even look into the kingdom before the soul leaves its body. And again, such sightings are accepted as credible by striving people who desire God and truth, whereas they are rejected as imagination by others because they cannot see what those see. Two separate worlds remain, the earthly and the spiritual kingdom. Yet the human being can bridge the separation himself. He can find the entrance into the spiritual world if he only ever strives to reach God. Then he will also reach his aim and be able to enter the kingdom of light after death. He will not be denied entry, for one has opened the gate to eternity, but who also demands that he be acknowledged as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world. And whoever does not pass him over will be introduced by himself into his kingdom. Thus Jesus Christ must be acknowledged on earth, and this means that the human being also fulfills God's will, who made him known through the human being Jesus and his teaching of love, who only requires that people fulfill the commandment of love for God and their neighbor so that they will become his and remain. Then they will follow him and he will lead them with certainty along the right path to eternity. He himself leads them into the kingdom of light, to eternal bliss. Amen.